South African private security industry has become a dominant force on the security landscape as South Africans invest heavily in their personal security in light of continued concerns about the high level of crime. It's said that the industry's turnover is in excess of 45 billion rand a year. According to the Private Security Industry Regulatory Authority, as at 2017, the industry had 500,000 active security officers with over 1.5 million registered officers. Well, today we chat to someone who works in the sector as a bodyguard, and his task is no ordinary one. Tyrone Matna, a security specialist from Johannesburg, protects and serves international celebrities and local ones like our very own president, Cyril Ramaphosa. Thanks very much for joining us, Tyrone. Good to have you on the show. You were born in the humble streets of Johannesburg, and you're also of Chinese parentage. Just tell us a little bit about your background.
Thank you for having me here today. I was born here in South Africa, luckily enough in a hospital in 1980 in Johannesburg. I say that because my mother wasn't born in a hospital back in the day. Yeah, that's a story for another day.
Okay.
Yeah, my mother's Chinese and my father's German. So I gather that my grandfather came from China, ran away from China many, many years ago. And I know my grandfather from Germany also ran away from the World War, and they came here. And my mother and father met, and I came about.
The rest is history. Yeah. Excellent. So you're a security specialist who covers events and specifically takes care of the protection needs of celebrities from all over the world. Just take us through how you started in the industry and how you ended up doing what you do now.
It's quite a story, yeah. I actually started in the fitness industry. When I left high school, I was one of the smallest kids in school. I always got picked on in that, and I wanted to get into fitness as I left school. So I started in the old Health and Record days, if you remember that. And then after years and years of training there and getting my size and that, I realized this wasn't the work for me. So I actually knew a lady that was a DJ in Johannesburg at that point, and one of her friends said that they are recruiting and looking for security salespeople actually in a company. So when I went to this company, I got the job. When I went to this company, there was an events division. And at this events division was one of my mentors today, Rob Sleep. And he was about to do the opening concert for FIFA, the opening ceremony. And he said, why don't you come aboard and help us with that? Mm. So that's how I got into it. So at that point, when I started working at the security company, it was 2010, we were coming to the World Cup. And what was nice is at that point, the government was offering free education, free bodyguarding courses, because we had a shortage. Remember, the FIFA World Cup was one of our first games that we actually hosted after 1995, the Rugby World Cup. So there was a lot of hype around it. So it was awesome because I was able to do my bodyguarding course absolutely for free for a month. And then from there, we went straight into the FIFA World Cup, which was absolutely awesome. Probably one of the best times of my life, to be honest.
Perfect. So you've protected some heavy hitters in the music industry, the likes of Chris Brown, Tony Braxton, and recently you had to pounce on an intruder who wanted to crash J. Cole's stage in Lagos, Nigeria.
Yeah.
You really have to have your wits about you in a role like this. So what practical things do you do to keep, you know, mentally and physically on top of things?
So firstly, what I do my whole life, I exercise as much as possible. I keep fit and healthy. I eat very, very clean. I don't have any sugar. Also, being mentally, being Asian, I do meditate. When you're doing security, especially event security, a lot of alcohol gets consumed. As a security officer, you got to have no feelings. People tell you how dumb you are. You're just a security guard. So, yeah, it's very difficult. Meditation helps a lot, and not having any feelings.
Mm. Look, I don't want to stereotype about you or anything like that, but I'm thinking, you know, to keep the enemies at bay, you must have some skills in martial arts, what with your Asian background.
So, that bodyguarding course helped a hell of a lot. But like I said, in school, I was so small. I mean, when I left high school, I was 50 kgs. First day of nursery school, I got beaten up. First day of primary school, I got beaten up. My father, luckily, he was a JKA karate sensei, and he taught me martial arts back in the day. Look, it definitely helped, but when he got into a street fight, it didn't really help. So I learned that the hard way. But later on, when I got into the fitness industry, I did boxing. I've got a guy, Leo Gloss. He's an old EFC fighter. He trains me. I go to Tiger Muay Thai in Thailand. I've done some training there. I just try to keep fit, and I've done MMA, mixed martial arts, boxing, the works, everything.
Excellent, yeah. Excellent. So practically speaking, in your role, do you tend to be visible for people to realize, hey, this person is protected, or do you hide in the shadows and leap out when things go down, so to speak?
Hey, I'm an Asian. I'm a ninja. I'm Shinobi, the warrior of the shadows. You know, it depends on the situation. Moving from A to B, I like to go low-key completely. Nobody must see us at all. I like to not stick out in the crowd. But when we're doing like a public appearance, yes, I do get the bigger guys. It's a bit of intimidation factor, so, because a large crowd can easily overwhelm me. But yeah, I do use the bigger guys just to keep the people away.
Okay. So given the very specialized nature of your work and your resume, or at least your CV, I'm sure you're able to command top dollar or rand, depending on who you're working for.
What are you asking me on live radio? Well, everyone thinks that they pay me a lot, but it's actually not. Unfortunately, these top artists don't pay me. It's actually the promoter that pays me here. So, you know, look, I'm not battling, but I'm not filthy rich. I'm just happy to have a roof over my head and three meals in my stomach.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah. So for the youngsters out there, they may not necessarily want to get into your field, but what words of inspiration can you share about what's possible for one's life and future, especially given, you know, the history that you've given us about yourself, about how you used to be undermined and bullied back in the day?
Yeah, I've got a few mottos. First one, stay humble, keep it real. Eliminate excuses. People love making excuses. Main thing is eliminate excuses. Don't cry victim. Take responsibility, work hard, and be successful. Another thing is exercise to keep healthy. Healthy body means healthy soul. Don't act out of emotion. And don't let anyone bring you down. The sky's the limit.
Love that advice. And lastly, just in case any of our listeners want to enlist your services, where can they find you?
Sure. You can go to my website, which is www.sgsolutions.co.za. That's www.sgsolutions with the S at the end, .co.za. Or find me on Instagram, security_Tyrone1N. And yeah, that's how you can find me.
Tyrone Matner, it's been a privilege chatting to you. That was Tyrone Matner. He's a security specialist from Johannesburg and has a very interesting role as a bodyguard.
Thank you for having me.